USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump signed a temporary government-wide funding bill that staves off the risk of a government shutdown through November 21st. The measure buys additional time for lawmakers to continue to work to unclog a $1.4 trillion bundle of yearly spending bills that is hung up amid fights over Trump's border wall and abortion. Those measures face a variety of obstacles, and it's not clear when Congress will pass them. The bill passed by the Senate at an 82-15 vote. Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg said she doesn't understand why grown-ups and world leaders would mock children and teens for acting on science, responding to attacks on her campaign as students conducted a second wave of global protests demanding action on climate change. When asked about U.S. President Donald Trump and others who have mocked her, the 16-year-old activists say they likely feel their worldview and interest are being threatened by climate activism. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Pentagon says suicides of active duty service members hit an all-time high in 2018. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The suicide rate was 24.8 per 100,000 service members in 2018. The annual suicide report showing 541 service members confirmed or believed to have committed suicide last year. That's up from 511 in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A U.S. judge blocked a new Trump administration rule that would enable the government to keep immigrant children in detention facilities with their parents indefinitely. U.S. District Court Judge Dolly G. in Los Angeles said the rules conflict with a 1997 settlement agreement that requires the government to release immigrant children caught on the border as quickly as possible to relatives in the U.S. and say they can only be held in facilities licensed by a state. She said the Flores Agreement will remain in place and govern the conditions for all immigrant children in U.S. custody, including those with their parents. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Health officials are closely watching for any signs of an outbreak among young children of influenza across the nation. John Clements reports.
While the percentage of flu cases is below the national baseline for this time of year, PeopleLike Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is concerned about an outbreak among young children.
We see that the youngest are most affected, with incidence highest among children younger than 6 months, followed by those aged 6 to 23. 3 months. Illness occurs very quickly. 65% of reported flu deaths in children happen within 7 days after symptom onset. 38% of deaths occur before being admitted to the hospital.
Secretary Azar said half of the influenza-associated pediatric deaths occurred in children with no pre-existing medical conditions. I'm John Clement.
As expected, Afghanistan's presidential polls closed amid fears that accusations of fraud and misconduct could overwhelm any election results, while insurgent attacks aimed at disrupting the voting continued in the north and south, causing dozens of casualties. An upsurge in violence in the run-up to the elections, following the collapse of the U.S. Taliban talks to end America's longest war, had already rattled Afghanistan over the last 2 weeks. Yet many voters expressed equal fear and frustration over relentless government corruption and the widespread chaos at the polling stations. Many Afghans found incomplete voter lists, unworkable biometric identification systems aimed at curbing fraud, and in some cases, hostile election workers. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.